Welcome to season 21 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I bring you stories and best practices of today's leaders to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. Season 21 coming to a close, but I'm excited you're here. I mean, we're going to have just an incredible show covering a topic that we all need a little more of, and that is courage. Before we get there, the Ultimate Leadership Academy starts on August 7th. If you lead a team of any size, this academy is for you. It is a virtual program. It includes our 360 assessment, 4 virtual live instructor-led webinars taught by me. If you can't join live, you get the recordings later. It is just a phenomenal program if you want to elevate the way you lead. Go to learnloft.com/Ultimate Leadership Academy. If you put the coupon code EADS in the form fill, you'll get $97 off the program. Go to learnloft.com/Ultimate Leadership Academy. EADS, $97 off the program. Don't miss this opportunity. Now, this week we're going to be covering a really important topic, and that is the topic of courage. And anytime I think about courage, I like to look at examples of people who have been courageous. It inspires me. It'll inspire you. And I think of, when I think of that word, the first person I thought of with no doubt about it, for some reason, was this coach named Vince Lombardi. I just thought of him as this guy that was willing to be courageous at any point. And again, he was before my time. But when I found this quote from Vince Lombardi, it said, "Leaders aren't born, they are made. And they are made just like anything else, through hard work. And that's the price we'll have to pay to achieve that goal or any goal." That's the price we'll have to pay to achieve that goal or any goal. You are not born as a leader. You are made. That combination of your genetics and your hard work and your courage to get better, it's a price that you have to pay. And you coming here every single week is showing me that you're paying the price. And the second leader I thought of when I thought of a courageous leader is Casey Crawford. He's the CEO of a company called Movement Mortgage in South Carolina. He's been on the show a couple of times. And every time I've met him, I've just felt this courageous person that is dedicated to growing his business and doing things the right way. His company has gone from 4 people to almost 4,000 employees in the mortgage space. And it just, growth like that doesn't happen without a courageous leader like Casey Crawford at the helm. He has courage at his core in how he leads during both great times and in hard times. And I like to think of courage is pretty easy when you know you're good at something or when things are easy. It's much different when times are tough. See, when the marketplace began to put constraints on the mortgage industry in late 2018, it forced Movement Mortgage to make some cuts. The business laid off over 200 employees. But instead of acting like this was just part of his job and going into the corner office, Crawford decided to do something much different. He called an all-hands-on meeting, and in front of the entire company, he called on every single employee that was still left at Movement Mortgage to reach out to those who had lost their jobs and to let them know that they were cared for, thought about, and appreciated for everything they did while at that company. Now, it might have seemed simple to Crawford, but it was the only thing in his mind that he could do. He knew that for his company to effectively live out their mission of loving and valuing people. It meant not only celebrating the high points in the business, but also doing the right things in the low points. Yeah, he could have had that meeting and left the team on a somber note, but instead, he made sure that day that he let everyone know the future was bright and the company had its brightest days ahead of him. So not only did he show courage in addressing this difficult problem head on, but then he showed a better light, a better future. This was an act of courage. Now, when I say this Movement Mortgage is a company going places, I mean it. They're one that is playing offense and not defense in their industry. And I know Casey Crawford isn't a perfect leader. No leader is. You aren't. I'm not. But I know he is on a mission to love and value his people. And elevating others is just what he does every single day through his actions. The only way he can do that is to be courageous. Now I get, you know, we get asked all the time, well, what's the actual definition of courage? I define it as being scared and deciding to do it anyways. Old Webster's defined it as the mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. So let's use the simple definition. Being scared and deciding to do it anyways. It's a key thing that every leader has to do. There's going to be plenty of moments where you're scared and you have doubt and you've got to do it anyways because it's the right thing to do. One of my favorite writers of all time is a man named C.S. Lewis, a great Christian thought leader. He said, courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point, which means at the point of highest reality. Courage is not simply one of the values, but the form of every virtue at the testing point, which means it's at the point of highest reality. Testing point. Just like I said earlier, courage, being scared and deciding to do it anyways, it comes with a testing point. When things are going well, it's a lot easier to say yes and to keep going and to keep going and to keep going or doing it anyways. It's a lot harder when you're at that testing point. You're at that crucible moment. So what I want you to remember today as a leader, it's your job to cling to courage. Cling to courage. When it gets hard, when you get those moments that are your testing point, think of all the things that could be a testing point for you as a leader. What about a decision that you have to make around the strategy for your team or your business? Something that could dramatically change the future of an individual or the team, and that decision is on your shoulders. It's a testing point. What about the moment where fear and doubt creep in to a team when the results aren't there? For a sports coach, they lose 3 games in a row, but they believe they're doing all the right things. It's a testing point. What about when you have staff issues? You hire someone and you make the courageous decision to hire someone and it quickly turns out to, you know, it's clearly not the right fit. It's a testing point. What do you do? What about when you lose a team member? I'm going through this literally as we speak. One of my most important team members walked into my office and with really a heavy heart told me that he got an offer he just could not resist. It was a testing point for me. How was I going to respond in that difficult moment for me as a leader and for the business as a leader? What's the right thing for everybody, not just myself or not just him? I'm clearly going to do the right thing for him. It's a testing point. Staff issues, fear, doubt. What about when you got to go have a direct dialogue with someone? You got to go share disapproval when someone isn't living up to the standards on your team or your organization. That's difficult. That's a testing point. During moments like that, we need to cling to courage, being scared and deciding to do it anyways. I mean, I teach all the time in the Building the Best workshop or in the Ultimate Leadership Academy. If we're going to go have direct dialogues, we need three things. We need clear standards. We need evidence that those standards are being met or not met. And most importantly, we need courage. Because if we have those first two things and then we can't actually go have the dialogue, then it's all for naught. Look, these are all testing points for you as a leader. Staff, fear, doubt, results, decision-making about strategy, or having that difficult conversation with your team, what we call a direct dialogue. Those are testing points. They all require courage. Cling to courage. Now, if those are a few of the situations in which you need to be courageous, what are some of the steps that you can take? Because those of you who have listened to the show for a while, you know I can't stand someone to expose a problem or something and not tell me how I can go do it better. Now, each person, you might be different than the person next to you, but here are some of the things that we've found to be extremely important in order to be a more courageous leader. The how-to. And the number one thing is to build the mindset. Your mind is a powerful tool. And the number one thing that holds us back from being courageous is fear. Now, what most people don't know is each of us have this little thing in our brain called the amygdala. And all that amygdala is it's this little thing in our brain that tells our brain to run away from something that might hurt us, from something that might be scary. Our brain is naturally wired to run away from things that could hurt or harm us. It's our natural way to run towards safety. You must reject this when it comes to being a courageous leader. Look, nothing I'm going to say is going to keep those thoughts from entering your brain except the repetition of overcoming them. I'll say that again. Nothing I'm going to say today is going to stop those thoughts from entering your brain except the repetition of overcoming them. But the question I like to ask all of my coaching clients and the people in our Ultimate Leadership Academy is, what's the worst thing that could happen? What's the worst thing that could happen? Because even the worst answers when it comes to leadership at work aren't the end of the world. I mean, sure, there can be some major setbacks, but failure's not final. And I mean, the number one, you know, answer I get is I could lose my job or, you know, the financial side. If you're talented, if you do the work, you can get another job. If you're skilled, you've developed your leadership skills, you're going to get another job. Talent and good stuff rises to the top. It always does. Are there going to be periods maybe of hardship? Yes. But everything good lives on the other side of somebody taking a risk. Look, Dave Ramsey, founder of Ramsey Solutions, he went into foreclosure at age 26, $3 million. They got down to like 230, 240,000, but they couldn't pay it back. Today, he runs a 500-person company in Nashville, Tennessee. Has impacted hundreds of thousands of lives in a positive way. Look, there's all kinds of bad things that can happen. Do not get me wrong. But what's the worst thing that could happen? The person doesn't like you anymore if you have that difficult dialogue? I can live with that as long as it's the truth. You lose a friend. But if that friend wasn't willing to listen to the truth, they might not have been that good of a friend anyways. Think about that long and hard. What's the worst thing that could happen? The worst thing that happens can most likely be overcome. The worst thing that can happen can most likely be overcome. So what I have all of our clients do is write down the things that you're fearful about when leading others at work. Make a list in column A. Write down the things that you're fearful about that give you some anxiety and fear in your brain. And then right next to it, just in column B, write down the worst thing that could happen if you do it. The worst. Not the best, because that would be a completely different story. Write down the worst thing that can happen. I think you'll be amazed at your answers. The worst thing is probably not all that bad. So once we start to build that mindset, the step one to take, step two is to hate hesitation. The moment you stop, your brain starts racing and doubt creeps in, and all of a sudden you're having conversations with yourself to talk you out of whatever you need to be courageous about. That excuse. Now, this does not mean that every big decision like changing a job or a major life move doesn't need to be thought out well or dissected or to get all the data necessary to make a really good decision. But even those decisions, they need to be made by somebody. And hesitation typically creates doubt. Not in every single situation, obviously. But you've got to hate hesitation. Once you build that mindset, then we've got to hate hesitation. We got to prepare ourselves, and then we got to go, which gives us take step number three. We've got to take the shot. One of my favorite quotes right now is act the way you want to feel. A mentor told me that a couple weeks ago. John, act the way you want to feel. Just think about that. Act the way you want to feel. We gotta act, baby. We gotta take the shot. We gotta visualize good things happening. We're gonna be scared, and we're gonna decide to do it anyways. And then we're gonna give everything you have in you, and we're gonna make the best decision we possibly can. We're gonna take that shot. My old basketball coach used to say, shoot or shoot, John. I just love that. Shoot or shoot, John. Fire it. Don't hesitate. Once you've built that mindset, once you've got the data and you understand what it's going to take, you know what you need to do, you're going to hate hesitation and you're going to take that shot. Let's use the example of having a direct dialogue. A team member isn't coachable. They're struggling with coachability. They're bringing a bad attitude to your team. Let's use that as an example. Each and every day they come in with a negative attitude and that you just can't seem to get them on the bus. And you just don't want to go have that dialogue. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to build that mindset. What's the worst thing that could happen if we have this dialogue? Person gets upset and they leave. That's the worst thing that happens. They get upset at you and they leave. Guess what? Guess who's leaving your team? Someone that doesn't want to be there and someone that's negative. That's a good thing. That's the worst thing that can happen. Not that bad, is it? So then we're going to hate hesitation. We're not going to, we know we need to have the conversation. We have clear standards. We have evidence of them not being positive and coming in with a bad attitude every day. We're going to hate hesitation, and we're going to go have that dialogue. We're going to take that shot. Shoot or shoot. Fire it. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. If it's an important thing that needs to happen, let's go get it done. So if you want to be a more courageous leader, if you want to cling to courage, build that mindset each and every day. Reject fear. Number two, hate hesitation. Get the data, get everything you need. And then number three, take that shot. Shoot or shoot. We need leaders like you who are courageous. We need leaders like Casey Crawford that have to make that difficult decision to lay off 200 people, but don't run to their corner office and act like it didn't happen. Instead, they're going to get in front of that entire company and they're going to show love to the people that paid the price to get them to where they are today. And then they're going to lay a brighter future in moving forward. We need leaders like that. You are a leader like that. Cling to courage. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at